In January, we said that we're way past the point of evidence when it comes to proving that Francis is not the Pope, but rather an apostate antipope. He does not represent the Catholic Church, he represents the end times counter-church, the Vatican II sect, as our material explains. Anyone of goodwill can see that when presented with the evidence. Well, Antipope Francis's activity just continues to confirm this fact. His brand new autobiography will be published on March 19th, but certain excerpts have been released in advance. Although Antipope Francis still claims that same-sex unions cannot be called marriage, so what? So does the Anglican sect. He nevertheless calls for legal recognition of same-sex unions. He also states, quote, "It is right that these people who live the gift of love can have legal coverage like everyone else," end quote. That's manifest heresy. It's tantamount to calling homosexual acts good. As St. Thomas Aquinas correctly taught, charity or love moves us to will the good of another. Therefore, when Francis says that people in a same-sex union who are engaging in same-sex activity are living the gift of love slash charity, that necessarily means that same-sex activity and same-sex, quote, unions are good. That's a blatant rejection of God's revelation and the Catholic Church's teaching about homosexual activity, which is that it's gravely sinful, unnatural, and abominable. Francis is a manifest heretic, that's a fact. And yes, people who claim to be Catholic can become manifest and notorious heretics without any declaration, and that of course applies to Francis. We proved that from the official teaching of Pope Martin V, among many other things. See our video on that matter. No Catholic has the authority to say that a man such as Francis, who notoriously denies basic Catholic dogmas and preaches a false gospel, is a member of the Catholic Church or the Pope. Every Catholic has the authority and the obligation to reject him as outside the Church. See Galatians 1:8-9, etc. That's Catholic teaching, and anyone who tells you otherwise doesn't know what he's talking about. Such a person obstinately defends a pro, quote, LGBT sect, the Vatican II counter-church. Further, it's not sufficient to just be critical of statements like this coming from Francis. People must reject him and the other Vatican II antipopes. To obstinately regard him as the Pope in the face of this evidence and the relevant Catholic teaching, and therefore to claim that he has authority from Jesus Christ to teach the faithful, is to contradict the Church's teaching, blaspheme God, lead people to a wolf, and become implicated in his heresies. In another excerpt of the autobiography, Antipope Francis states that those in the, quote, LGBTQ+ community who are baptized are within the Church. That's heresy, because many of those people notoriously deny Catholic teaching. People who depart in even one point from the Church's official teaching are alien to the Church. Pope Leo XIII, quote, "The practice of the Church has always been the same, and that with the consenting judgment of the Holy Fathers, who certainly were accustomed to hold as having no part of Catholic communion, and as banished from the Church, whoever had departed in even the least way from the doctrine proposed by the authentic magisterium," end quote. So the Catholic Church holds that those who depart in even the least way from her official teaching have no part of Catholic communion, and are banished from the Church. That's the constant practice and teaching of the Church. But the Vatican II sect and Antipope Francis welcome those who notoriously reject Catholic teaching without requiring them to renounce their views. That's because the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, it's the end times counter-church, and it lacks the Church's marks, such as unity. Here's a short clip from a different video in which we commented on how the statement of Pope Leo XIII directly contradicts a heresy in Vatican II on partial communion. What's very interesting about this text is that in the Latin, Leo XIII uses the word expertum, an accusative form of the adjective expers, which literally means having no part. It was providential that Leo XIII used that word. It directly contradicts in advance the heretical teaching of Vatican II that those who depart from Catholic teaching retain partial communion with the Catholic Church if they are baptized. No, they have no communion with the Church. They are aliens to the Church of Christ. Leo XIII also used the word ex terram, which means ex terra, or having been exiled from a country or a land. One is not exiled from a country or a land if one has partial movement within it. The prefix ex, which Leo XIII uses in these words, means out of, not partly inside. Francis also denies Catholic teaching when he says that same-sex unions should be given legal recognition by the state. In teaching that they should be given legal recognition, he's really just applying Vatican II's heresy on religious liberty to notorious moral evils. In contradiction of Antipope Francis's heretical statement on this point, Pope Leo XIII taught in his encyclical Libertas, quote, "Lying opinions, than which no mental plague is greater, and vices which corrupt the heart and moral life should be diligently repressed by public authority, lest they insidiously work the ruin of the state," end quote. Francis is not the Pope, he's an apostate antipope. To be a true Catholic and be saved, it's necessary to be a traditional Catholic. For a full explanation of what's happening and what to do, see our website, VaticanCatholic.com.